Blog Talk Radio.
I remember when he saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when he changed my name. From sick to heal, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. God is amazing. Simply amazing.
An amazing God. Tell you he's amazing. He's amazing. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. We're going to ask Evangelist Ursula. She'll give us a word of prayer, and we were so happy to have her on yesterday as well. But we're going to ask her today if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Hallelujah. Father God, we come before the throne of grace just to worship, praise, and honor you, God. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you clothed yourself in flesh. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you knew we couldn't pull it off and we needed a Savior. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that you provided all we'll ever need on the cross. We conquered, hallelujah, in Christ, sin, sickness, death, and disease. In him we holy because he holy. We righteous because he righteous. Not my right, God, but the righteousness of Christ by faith. It's in him, hallelujah, that we live, walk, talk, and dwell on this earth, God. We were born to praise you. Our life is not our own. We thank you, God, for another day, hallelujah, to give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the power of the name of Jesus, because that name make our crooked path straight, hallelujah. That name, hallelujah, change the atmosphere. When we call on the name of Jesus, the wrong got to line up with the right, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are spiritual beings in a fleshly body. I command these bodies to do what the Spirit tell it to do. Flesh bow down to the Spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood, hallelujah, the healing blood, the saving blood, hallelujah, the resurrected blood, hallelujah. Yeah. We thank you, God. You knew what to do for us, hallelujah. You knew man couldn't pull it off. We thank you, God, that we got a Savior in Christ. And he's bigger than cancer, bigger than high blood pressure, bigger than diabetes. Yes. He's bigger than anything and everything, and he's the answer to all our situations. So, God, we thank you. We honor you. And happy birthday, God. We really don't know Jesus, but we're celebrating your birth. Hallelujah. So we thank you. We worship you. We honor you. Cover our children and our grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus, blood cover us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Blood wash us. Hallelujah. Purify us. Cut away all unrighteousness, anything in us that ain't of you, God. Clean us up in you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Have your way. Hallelujah. Bless Bishop. Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell, God, cover them. Give them renewed strength in their bodies. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Wings, hallelujah, new wings as an eagle. Let their greater, their former, their present days be greater than their former days. Your word says it. We believe it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Ursula. Thank God for that prayer. I guess I got a little cleaning up I got to do from yesterday. Brother and sister, I want y'all to know right now, I'm apologize when it comes to the word of God, especially when it comes to the truth that's within the truth. And yes, you might have been offended, and that's okay. Get over it, okay? But texting me, telling me these crazy things, let me tell you what, yesterday was the day that we celebrate Christ's birth. That's what yesterday should have been about. It should have been about celebrating his birth. And I don't think Christ, from what I've read in the scripture, he wouldn't want to be celebrated like that, especially with lies, lies after lies, telling these children that Santa Claus is going to come down the chimney. Some big fat white man in a red and white suit is the one brought you that, that gave you these gifts. When you know them parents and worked hard for that, and then because I won't support that, then you get angry. I don't care. So I'm going to put it on out there, and if you don't like it, because you don't have to go listen to somebody else. I mean, I thank God for you. Don't, I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm trying to call it like it is. See, when people worship trees and that kind of stuff, oh, they decorate them. That's heathen stuff. That's heathen stuff. Then you read over there in Jeremiah. I'm going to go there and read it. I want you to read Jeremiah 10, verses 1 through 5. You'll see that's heathen stuff. God had told his people not to worry about them, not to fear them. Because they were taking trees and they make gods out of them. They take the little bulbs and they put on there and the silver and the gold. They worship that stuff. They honor that. They think it's a beautiful thing. They got them in the White House. They got them in every house. It's in my house. And I refuse to do that. See, when you know better, you do better. Now, let's see here. I'm on. I know if I want you to read it out of your Bible. Evangelist Ursula, do you have your Bible?
I'm getting it right now, Pastor.
Okay, all right. I'm going to let her read it. Then we had pastor come along with in the Messenger Bible. And I, because I want y'all to hear this. You'll know that I, this ain't nothing I made up. But this ain't something God honor, brothers and sisters. Us honoring some, Caucasian. And I'm not prejudiced. I just want you to know we are to celebrate Jesus' birthday, not some man that owned a slave with 12 reindeers. We're to honor Christ with his 12 disciples. You can go on. But it's not even about the disciples. It's about honoring Christ on his birthday, how we should celebrate his birthday. How about let's praise in him? How about let's trust in him? So I want to clean up that first, and then we'll get back into the message. But over in Jeremiah 10, verses 1 through 5.
I have a hard time finding Jeremiah. Is that the Isaiah? Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremiah, what pastor?
10.
Jeremiah 10, what verse?
1-5.
Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them, for the customs of the people are futile. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with an axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. They are upright like a palm tree. They cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you read to the fifth verse, please?
I read to the fifth.
Okay. Trust in the Lord. No, that I'm sorry. I'm over here on something else. Okay. Okay, yes. All right. I'm going to ask Pastor Sherry read that at the... Uh-oh, something happened there. Okay. But let me say this, brothers and sisters. I'll get this back here in a moment. Hear the words of the Lord, which he speak unto the house of Israel. Thus said the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen. The Bible, the original King James Version called them the heathen. They be called Gentiles. And a heathen was anybody who was practicing anything other than godly stuff, simply meaning that if you wasn't following God, you was considered a heathen. A heathen had no responsibility. They didn't have to answer to anybody. But if you're like today, if you're a Christian, you need to trust in God. And you need to trust what the word says about God. Your glory don't need to be vain. You don't need to be up here making trees and putting crosses on them so they'll stand up. The trees can't speak. And then we give glory to them. We decorate them. We want them to shine. We don't mind telling the Edison company, oh, we'll pay you to let it shine. See, I mean, wasting money. I mean, just so many things goes along with that. But here's what I want you to know. That's heathen worship. That's what that is. That's heathen worship, people. And God is not pleased when we want to take Christmas and take, actually some people call it Xmas. They try to take Christ out of it. But we got to put Christ in it because that's what it's about. It's about him. See, that X really, when you think about numbers, X really means unknown, undetermined. So when you start talking about X, it hadn't been like the X generation. You don't know. But we know who Christ is. We know who he is. He is our Savior. He is our Counselor. He's all of that. And I like to say a bag of chips. He's all of that and a bag of chips. So I'm going to ask Pastor Yeshua read Jeremiah 10:1-5. You read 5, Evangelist Ursula? You read to 5?
Yes, sir.
Four. Okay.
I read
I'm
to 5.
Pastor, read. Okay. If you read Jeremiah 10:1-5. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone. All right. Praise God. Jeremiah 10:1-5 from the King James. Pastor or?
No, from the Messenger.
Oh, okay. Here my team. Okay. It's in the Message Bible. God is sending your way. House of Israel, listen most carefully. Don't take the godless nation as your model. Don't be impressed by their glamour and glitz. No matter how much they're impressed, the religion of these people is nothing but smoke. An idol is nothing but a tree chopped down, then shaped by a woodsman's axe. They trim it with tinsel and balls, use hammer and nails to that has to be carried, can't walk. Don't be impressed by such stuff. It's useless for either good or evil. Amen.
Amen. Now we're going to go back and read it again, Evangelist Ursula, if you will, from the King James Version. I think she may be reading from the New King James Version. Because I want people to understand what's going on here. Read it again, Evangelist Ursula.
Amen. Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. For the custom of the people are futile. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with an axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. They are upright like a palm tree. They cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good. Amen.
Amen. In the King James Version, it calls these heathens. Heathens are like wild people. They are uncivilized people. They're uncultured people. They're barbarians like. So God said, don't be like no heathen. We ain't heathens, y'all. We're the very righteousness of God. We're royal priests. That's what we are. So why you want to be like the heathens? We need to stop. Yeah. And yesterday, I repented. I repented before the whole world. I repented on this broadcast that I ever told my children all them lies.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad God gave me an opportunity to straighten it up because I don't want my children to go teaching their children that it's okay to celebrate. No, going forward, we need to celebrate Christ's birthday, how he would want it to be celebrated. And I don't think he's pleased. I honestly don't think he's pleased that we're matching his birthday with some fat Caucasian guy that come down a chimney, and most folks don't even have a chimney for him to come down. I just don't see it like that. And some of y'all may have to help me out. And I know it's good. I know people say, well, I see the good. Maybe you do see the good, but you don't see what's behind the good. See, you got to see the whole picture.
All right.
All you see is what the entrepreneur tell you. It looked good, that man out there feeding them fish, feeding the fish, feeding the fish. And you go, oh, that's a good thing. But you don't know he got a net under there. And as soon as he get enough of them, boom, he pull the nets up. Or just like a pimp. You know, a pimp take a woman and wine her and dine her, buy furs, buy all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, he'd go crying to her, baby, I'm so broke. But see, it was nice that he was buying her furs. It was nice that he was buying her this kind of person, that Louis Vuitton and Gucci Hoochie and all. That was fine. But now he telling her I'm down on my luck. And, baby, I need you to help me like I help you. And she got to go out there and sell her body. See, you got to see the whole picture. And that's what, I mean, when you think economically, look at the money you spend on. You get in debt. Yeah, just crazy stuff, heathen stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
and then
you get upset because you can't afford somebody a present, and you put that pressure on yourself. Don't put that pressure on yourself. You ain't no heathen.
Amen.
That's what the heathens do. That's how they worship God, but they don't really trust in God. And that then that brings us back to the place where we are. And I just got to say this too, because heathen is anybody who does not practice Christianity or even Judaism or any of the others. It's a pagan religion, brothers and sisters. I can't make it no plain in there. It's like that's what they are, and we are not heathen. We're just like God. We were made in God's image, his likeness.
Yeah.
Said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Christ would be out here cutting no tree, trying to impress the world. Put that money and help somebody. Probably got 10 folk that need that help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I can, Pastor, what came in my spirit is that men always make it about them, you know. And to me, that's what Christmas is, what they've done with it. They made it about them so they could receive gifts, so they could make it about man. Everything man touched, they distort it. So I think that they made it all about them, a way for them to get whatever it is, you know, the gifts and all of that. I just think it's men getting in their own way. They make it about them instead of Christ. And I totally agree with you.
Amen.
Amen. That's just another part of it. And she's absolutely right. It's a, look how happy everybody want to get for Christmas. This ain't for us to get happy. We need to be praising God that he have never saved us. Come and be born to take away the sins of the world. That's what we ought to be happy about. Not we getting a gift, but like any, that's how Satan tricked people. I'm telling you, man, he give you something. Look at all these commercials. Buy one, I'm going to give you one free. And we want to jump on it because it's free.
Mm-hmm. And really, you're paying for both.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, see, we have this thing where we want to, out, like she said, always receiving something. Can't wait. Oh, I'm going to get this. Waiting on a present. And then we play politics. Well, I'm going to get you something so you get me something. Well, you know, she didn't get me nothing last year. I ain't going to get her nothing last year. This is not what Christmas is about. That's not what it's about. You give me a present, I give you a present. I come to your party, you come to my party. They're playing this stuff. And they're playing them. Hey, here's how we're going to celebrate. We're going to get drunk. Not we're going to praise God, but we're going to get drunk. We're going to watch football. We're going to eat. Da-da-da-da. And ain't no Christ nowhere to be found. That's what me and my house. And I'm going to tell anybody, you don't want to be around me and Chris, because I'm going to give God the honor. I'm going to honor him for letting a Savior be born.
Yeah.
I got to praise him. That's what I do on Christmas. I have to praise him. And like I said, these lies that we told, we need to go back and tell our children. I'm sorry, baby, I didn't know any better, but now that I know better, I do better. It's just so many lies. One of these days, I'm just going to have to speak on the lies. Because people, they think all these tornadoes and hurricanes. That's not God. That's the devil. See, people lie and say, there is no God or devil, which that would be a lie. There's no heaven and no hell. There is no right and there's no wrong. People just lie. They lie about the Bible. Some man wrote it. They won't say somebody was inspired by God and led by God to do it. Religion was through by a man and a man to control the masses. I mean, they got all kind of crazy stuff out here. And I just tell people to trust in God. That's what this lesson is about this week. He's trustworthy. So when I say trust in God, I'm talking about you can put confidence. You can rely on him.
Yeah.
If he tells you something, you can. All you gotta do is read it in the bank. When you find it in there, trust me, he'll stand behind his word. And that's what these lessons are gonna be about this week. So it's probably be a 3-part. We won't get into it today, but I'm gonna say this because I think it needs to be said. Because see, I see the description between the two. And one of the greatest descriptions is that we find in life that professional followers of the Lord or people who claim to be of the Lord Jesus Christ is between what the one true living God requires of us according to his word. And what he requires of us is to trust his word, trust him with everything, not part of it, but with everything. And that's where the problem lies.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's read James 4:7. Y'all let me know when y'all get James 4:7. I'm just putting this out for today and then tomorrow, but I had to correct a couple of people. Say, oh, you shouldn't say that. I'll say it again. I'll say it 50,000 times if I have to. It's wrong for us to celebrate Christ's birthday like the world do. The world just want to get money. They want to get paid. They commercialize it. It's all about we giving to ourselves, not what God have did. And we praise some fat white man that comes down and tell me, and it doesn't bother me. Like I told that brother, I said, you never have to listen. If you think that's offensive, then you don't have to listen because I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to continue to tell people to praise some fat white man in a red suit and say, oh, hooray, man, we got ho, ho, ho. No. I'm done with that kind of foolishness. That's heathen.
Amen.
I'm not putting up another tree. Because the Bible tells me that's what the heathens do. I ain't trying to practice heathenism. That is not what I'm trying to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Christ accomplished too much through his birth and through his life, to his death on the cross and through his resurrection for me to sit up and play little silly games. Ain't about that. Okay, you find James 4:7?
Yes, sir. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. So let God work his will in you. Yell a loud no to the devil and watch him scamper. Say a quiet yes to God, and he'll be there in no time. Quit dabbling in sin. Purify your inner life. Amen.
Now let me let y'all, I'm gonna let y'all hear this scripture, and this is what you just read. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and more to thy bones. But listen, brothers and sisters, this is about trusting God. The Lord had to show me what that scripture really means. He had to show me with his word. He says, if you trust me, and see, that's what he's saying here, if you really listen. He's saying, if you trust me, then resist the world's way or the devil. Maybe you don't see it as the world way. So I'm going to tell you, there's a God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4. So resist the God of this world. That's that heathen stuff. Resist that.
Yes, yes.
Flee from that foolishness. And here's a key word that a lot of people don't like, and that word is submit. If you'll submit, and that's what trusting is. Trusting is submitting, giving up your way for his way. That's what, see, when I submit to Evangelist Ursula, I'm going to believe she's going to drive my car and bring it back. I just gave her authority. When I gave her my car to drive, I just gave her authority over that. I said, you take care of it. I know you're going to do the right thing. You're going to be responsible because you're trustworthy. See, so when you're submitting to God, that's what you're doing. You're giving over. I can't drive the car. She got it. She needs to drive it. So when we submit to God, when we surrender, James says surrender. He's talking about submitting yourself, therefore, to God, to God's stuff. When it comes to righteousness, let's submit to God's righteousness. Let's surrender ourselves to God's way of love. Let's surrender ourselves to God's way of thinking. The devil don't want you to think like Christ. When he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, that's surrender. So you know what, Lord? I can have your mind. Well, then I surrender. I want your mind. Then he's going to tell you to get in the Word of God and study and show yourself a fool. Yeah. So all I'm saying, brother, going forward this week, we're going to talk about what it means to really trust in God's stuff. That's what this is about. Trusting in God for everything, for everything, for your will. Yeah. When you trust in him with your whole heart, you don't have nothing else to do with it. You done gave it to him.
Amen.
Well, this is the part where everybody, anybody like to have anything to say, press 1, and we'll let you in, or any comments on anything. We thank Evangelist Ursula for her comments. And that was beautiful. It's all about, people, it's all about them wanting the gifts. They want to play politics. I'm going to give to you and you give to me. Let me see if your gift going to be bigger than mine or greater than mine. Let me see if you're going to give as expensive gift as I'm going to give. You know, I mean, they go to parties and exchange gifts. You know, they got workers. I mean, brothers and sisters, I know everybody says, well, I don't see nothing wrong. I know you don't see nothing wrong with it. When you look at it from those eyes, you don't. But when you see it from a spiritual perspective, then wait a minute, I'm playing a little heathen game. That's a heathen game. Call it what you want to call it. But that's what it is. You're part of that. You can't say you're not. You are. Because that's what they do. They play. They cut down trees, put them up in their house. That's what the Bible says. I didn't see this. The Bible says that. I can take Jeremiah 27, too. But anyway, anyone that have any comments?
I just want to read a verse from the New Living Translation, James 4 and 7. It says, so humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. But we have to humble ourselves before God. Or submit ourselves before God.
Amen. Anyone else? Well, I truly thank each and every one of you all. Anybody else? Somebody just press 1. Okay. Well, we'll see you all tomorrow for the week.